Manuscript Releases, Volume 4, Numbers 210 to 259. M.R., Number 235. E.G., White Prayer. This prayer was offered by Ellen G. White at the close of a missionary sermon on the Fresno, California campground, October 11, 1902. On this occasion, 13 workers were set apart for work in foreign fields. My Heavenly Father, we come to Thee at this time just as we are, poor and needy and helpless, unless Thou wilt take hold of our case. And Thou hast said, Let him take hold of my strength and make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. May the petition of this congregation come up before Thee at this time as a power before Thy throne. We know that our Savior is presenting His hands before Thee, saying, I have graven them upon the palms of my hands. O God, I plead with Thee, for Christ's sake, that Thou wilt accept our petitions for these that are going away. They know not what is before them, but they have Thy promise that Thy righteousness shall go before them, and that the glory of the Lord shall be their rearward. We love Thee, our Savior, and we desire to see gathered into Thy fold every soul that it is possible to save. Imbue, we beseech Thee, this whole congregation with Thy holiness upon this Sabbath day. Oh, may the light of heaven shine forth upon Thy people here. Let the Holy Spirit rest upon those who shall leave us. We have told them, Lord, that we would pray for them, and we now present our petitions in their behalf, praying that Thou wouldst help them to put on the whole armor of God. Take them in charge, Lord, and prepare them this day for service. Oh, my Lord, I beseech of Thee that Thou wouldst open doors where they can enter. Here are some who are preparing to go to China in a little while. Fit them for service, Lord. Give them courage. Prepare the way before them. They have been learning how to present the truth of God to those of their own nationality. And wilt Thou help them, my Father? I beseech Thee, Lord, to arouse the church as they never have been aroused before. Oh, stir up their hearts, Lord. Many of them are now in a paralyzed condition because they have done so little. But when they begin to use their capabilities for Thee, we know that Thou wilt give them Thy reviving power. O my Heavenly Father, I ask Thee that for the sake of Jesus of Nazareth, Thou wouldst bless this entire congregation. Let the sinners in Zion feel the convicting power of God upon them. Let them tremble before Thee, lest they neglect to seek Thee until it is too late. I ask Thee, Lord, to open their hearts to receive the Savior who has been knocking, knocking, knocking for entrance until the hairs of His head are wet with the dew of night. O my Father, wilt Thou, for the sake of Christ, move upon every heart in this congregation? I ask Thee, Jesus, that the salvation of God may be revealed, and that those of our people who by their donations have helped so nobly to carry the work will not become weary in well-doing. We know that call after call comes to them, but O my Father, Thou art giving to them gift upon gift, and art letting them have the blessings of the dew, the sunshine, and the showers, making their fields fruitful. I ask Thee, my Heavenly Father, that the rich blessing of heaven may fall upon this congregation when, after returning to their homes, they try in their humble way to visit their neighbors, to help those who are sick, and to do missionary work wherever they are. Oh, my Father, I look right to Thee. Thou hast heard my petition so many times. I believe in Thee, I rejoice in Thee, and I know that Thy word will be verified. Bless the sinners here. Bless the youth here. As they go to our schools to become educated, fit them up that they may become missionaries for God. Take them as they are. Encircle them in the arms of Thy mercy, and love them freely, and Thy blessed name shall have all the glory when the human family shall be gathered home by Thee, when we shall unite as members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. Oh, I thank Thee that we have a God who hears prayer, that we have a Savior who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and that we have the privilege of working for the salvation of souls. Bless our ministers. Imbue them with Thy power. let the Holy Ghost come upon them. Oh, let heaven be opened, and let the light of thy glory be revealed, and let it be known that there is a God in Israel who hears and answers prayer. And now we commit all to thee. We know that these missionaries will be kept by thy power, for thou alone canst keep them, and thy blessed name shall have all the praise, all the glory, now and forevermore. Amen. Released February 19th, 70.